works of the Lord. How excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory. They never say great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Abraham, and perfect is his law.
His majesty and his holiness, he rules the Lord of all. How marvelous are the words of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory, they never say great is the name of the Lord. He alone is the King of kings, he alone is the King of kings.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what should we do if our pastor or teacher is teaching incorrectly? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Dick and Charlotte House will be in concert. I think we haven't seen them for about a year or so. And they will be praising the Lord in song. So we hope you can come to that event. The Ladies' Bible Study will meet tomorrow, May 23rd at 7 p.m. here at the church. On Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., the Apologetics class will be studying The Authentic Christ, Part 1. And following the Apologetics class, the Wednesday evening prayer service beginning at 7:30 p.m. will feature the reading of 2 Chronicles, chapters 15 through 18. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Now our brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Still here, amen. But I had a good time on my trip, and it's definitely great to be back here and to be here serving with you all today. So let's go ahead and start. Page 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
17, in Christ there is no east or west. Six, the church's one foundation.
My brother, and let's look to the Lord in prayer this morning together. Our Heavenly Father, we are your people, chosen by you through the Lord Jesus Christ. As we meet together in this place, help us to listen, to understand, and to remember. Make us aware that we are meeting not simply with one another, but we are meeting with you today. Let your presence be real to each of us. As we pray, may it be just like speaking with you. As we listen, help us to concentrate so that we really hear your word and treasure your word in our heart. And help us to take in and retain all that we hear here, see and experience this morning in your church. Lord, today and every day we worship you. We bless you for creating us in your image. We thank you that after we fell away from you into sin, you did not leave us in our sin, but you came to us in Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and was resurrected for our salvation. We rejoice that you then brought him to sit at your right hand, now with you, praying for us. We can enjoy, O God, you forever. As we await his coming again, receive this our worship in the strong and holy name of Jesus. Lord, we remember today our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño, Martha Peretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, and in United States, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. But also, we remember that we have people around us who are physically with difficulties and need your touch, myself included. And also, we have people with spiritual and emotional difficulties, and we pray that your word, your counsel, the presence of loving Christians will encourage those people to have a perfect and normal life. We thank you, Lord, for your overwhelming provision last Sunday for us and the ministry here at Bethel. We thank you, Lord, that we continue because of the love of your people. We continue the ministry right on the black, our local ministry, our radio ministry, our internet ministry, our CD ministry. Thank you for those people who love you so much that they gave to the ministry. We ask you to bless the offering now and bless the giver again. And now as we join our voices with all the saints and angels and the whole congregation to proclaim your glorious name, we say thank you, Lord, for blessing so richly to us. In Jesus we thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1291. We'll be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But you, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, thank you for the scriptures to be our guide for every aspect of our lives. Thank you for giving us your Son as our substitute, who was sinless and yet paid the penalty for our sin and put his righteousness to our account. We know the inspired commands of the apostle, given in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, are given for our benefit, that things would go well with us in our lives. As new creations in Christ, help us to walk in good works for your glory. Please bless our pastor and teacher, Gabriel Otero, as he comes now to deliver the message from your word today. We pray for those that might be in unbelief, Father, that you would draw them to Christ. Give us understanding, and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, Father, that we might understand and benefit from the great words written in the Bible. We pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you so much, my brother. And before I start with the sermon this morning, I'd like you to have a flavor of what is coming tonight. We know Dick and Charlotte, they have the traditional hymns in their mind, and they're going to sing one for you so that you can get a taste on it and come tonight and rejoice with them as we're going to have 1 hour praising God in a marvelous way. Dick and Charlotte.
I'm Lord.